Well, it's a new season. What does that mean? It's a new year for Roll Call with Antrell Roll. Are you excited? This is your inaugural. This is your first Roll Call of the season.
So we have to make it special then.
Let's do it. Now, unfortunately, a loss against the Dallas Cowboys. Looking forward to the Tampa Bay Bucs. What's the feel of this locker room right now, Antrell?
You know, the feeling is, you know, we have to get back on top. You know, we have to, you know, go out there with a very, very effective attitude and make sure that we're all on the same page at the same time. Go out there with an unselfish attitude and mentality and make sure we do whatever we need to do in order to get a win this Sunday.
Now, I know earlier in the week you said some guys were kind of freelancing in that game against the Dallas Cowboys. What was Perry Fuel's message to you? Did you practice any differently? What's going to be different this week against the Bucs?
Just pretty much to do your job. Do your job and make sure you're very consistent and disciplined in your assignment and your technique. And make that way, you know, the guy next to you trusts you. And that way, you know, they're not trying to overcompensate and they're trying to do too much. And, you know, everyone's all out of whack. So if everyone just take care of their own job, you know, we'll be fine.
Now, let's talk about your core. Obviously, you play safety, but your cornerback, some health issues there. Prince Amukamara, he just addressed the media and said that he's hopeful he's going to play. Michael Coe has communicated that he's going to play, needing all hands on deck this week.
Yeah, you know, that's going to be huge for us, you know, to have, you know, our corners back out there with us. You know, we need all those guys in order for us to be an effective unit back there in the defensive backfield. So, you know, the more the merrier, you know, back there in that group. And, you know, whoever's going to be out there, just make sure that they hold their own and make sure we all communicating, make sure we're on the same page at the same time. It will be great.
A lot of excitement about Jerron Hosley as well as Will Hill. They had their first taste of NFL action, real NFL action, against the Dallas Cowboys. Now, expecting anything different from them? I mean, these guys they're great athletes and they're playmakers.
Right, you know, those guys always come in, you know, with a positive attitude, and more importantly, they come in, they contribute, and they compete. And, you know, we're looking for great things out of all those guys, you know, whether it's in the defensive role, whether it's on special teams, we're looking for those guys to make great plays for us.
Have you been somewhat of a mentor to both those guys?
I'm still working on mentoring myself, you know.
Well, let's look forward to the Tampa Bay Bucs. And pretty interesting dynamic because you have Mike Sullivan, who is the former quarterback coach here, who's now the offensive coordinator, and what he's kind of dummied down the system and brought it to Tampa. So it's going to be you're going to be going up against a mirror image of what you face every day in practice, right?
Yeah, you know, Sully, you know, he's a great guy. He's going to be a great offensive coordinator for them. And, you know, we're expecting some carryovers, some things that we're pretty much familiar with. As well as, you know, he knows us. You know, he's been sitting in all defensive meetings while that tenure when he was here. And, you know, he knows our strengths and weaknesses. And, you know, and we know him pretty well. So it's just going to be a battle. You know, no matter what's being called, no matter what we expect or no matter what he expects, you know, you still have to play between those lines.
So who has the advantage? Who has the advantage in this?
The winner of the game will have the advantage.
You know, obviously.
Yeah, you know, there's no advantage. You know, there's no advantage. You know, the coaches can make the calls, but, you know, it's up for the units to go out there and run the calls effectively and for us to be effective in what we do. So, you know, who's to say at this point?
All right, let's talk about some specific players. Wide receiver Vincent Jackson make his way from San Diego to the Tampa Bay Bucs. Mike Williams, he had a good game last week. He was targeted a lot. Talk about who they have to work with in their wide receiving core and what your challenge is this week.
You know, we have they have a Dallas Clark, you know, that came up from Indy, you know, veteran tight end, you know, all pro tight end. They have Vincent Jackson, you know, we all know who he is, as well as Mike Williams. You know, that's obviously, you know, Freeman's go-to guy. And you know, with the addition right now of Vincent Jackson, then, you know, they have the running back Doug Martin. So, you know, they have a whole lot of threats. You know, they run the ball. They run the ball extremely hard. You know, they're a very physical group. And, you know, we're just suspecting all our battle. You know, Freeman, he's been doing an exceptional job this year. You know, he's lost some weight, so he's a little bit more elusive in the pocket. And, you know, we're expecting a battle come Sunday.
Pretty interesting. After the game, Tony Romo was asked, why did he go Corey Webster's way? And his reaction to the media was, well, I just took what they gave me. Anything different that you're going to do defensively this week against Josh Freeman?
No, we're not going to do anything different. Like I said, you know, everyone just has to take care of their own job and do make sure, you know, that they're effective in their own assignment. And one-on-one matchups, we have to win. You know, we have to win, you know, extremely more than we lose. And when those opportunities present itself, make sure we make plays.
Fantastic. He's Antrell Roll. This has been, again, first season of Roll Call here, 2012. I'm Anita Marks for Giants.com.